In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I am 100% sure that so far you have heard many things about the Hadhra, and you have had many homilies and sermons about who the Hadhra is. But I want to share with you something that I personally discovered just recently about the Holy Virgin Mother. And this is so, so important, because we love the Virgin Mother, especially us in the Coptic Church. We love the Virgin Mother very, very much. But we love her because she came to us. We love her because she appeared. We love her because she gave us so much in Egypt. She helped build our church. But I found that just recently, there is a much more important reason to love her. There is a much more important reason to look at her in a way that we haven't looked at before. And I am sure many of you have already heard this, but forgive me, I will repeat it, because to me it's new and I fell in love with it, so I'm going to share it with you. Today what I want to share with you is what the fathers of the church have taught us about the Holy Virgin Theotokos. They talk about the Theotokos in a way that I have not heard before. And they speak of her as if she was the second Eve. We often hear about how Jesus Christ is the second Adam. He came to correct what Adam did. But we never speak about how the Holy Virgin Mother is represented as to be what Eve could not be. So let's look at this together. The question has to be the following. We know that we venerate her. We know that our Psalmodia is filled with praises for the Holy Virgin Mother. We know that we have a feast for her. We know that we build churches in her name. The question that I have for you is why? Why? Why is she so important? Taban, the natural answer is what? She is the mother of God. She is the mother of God. She is the one who gave birth to Jesus Christ, who happens to be the second person of the Trinity. Yes, she is the mother of God. But what did she do that was so important? What did she do that no other human being could have possibly done? You see, there's a big difference between what the Orthodox Church says and what some other members of Christianity will say. There are some people within the Christian community, our brothers in the Catholic Church, who will tell us what? The Holy Virgin Mary could not sin. She could not. She did not inherit the original sin, so they say what? She could not sin. But we treat her with a little bit more veneration. We say, the Holy Virgin Mother could have sinned. She chose not to. And I don't think we understand what that means. I don't think we grasp and fully take inside us what that means to be able to sin and to never do so. And it is because she constantly chose to never sin that God looked down and said, that's the one. That's the one. From her will come salvation. From her, I will become man. So let's understand a little bit what this means. Let's compare Eve to the Holy Virgin Mother. And let's see how the both of them compare. If we're going to talk about the Holy Virgin Mother as if she is the second Eve, then we have to look at both of the stories together. We have to look at them side by side and compare and see where do they have similarities and how did each one of them act in every single one of those situations. The first situation that we have, as a matter of fact, poor Eve, the only story ever recorded for Eve in the entire scripture, is not a very good story. It's a story that gives her a bad reputation, to be honest. But it's a very important story. It's probably the only story that matters when it comes to Eve. Let's look at how this compares to the Holy Virgin Mother. One day, the both of these women spoke to angels. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 3. Eve is now found in the garden. She is created from the side of Adam. And the Lord God creates woman, and he tells Adam, she is now your helpmate. And Adam looks at her and says, this is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. She is a part of me. And together we will be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And amazing things will happen. The very next verse, in chapter 3, verse 1, the Lord God starts to speak about how cunning the serpent was. And now we know that the serpent is the devil, the fallen angel. Now look at the conversation that happened between Eve and this angel. We know that when the angel spoke to her in the form of a serpent, the first thing he says is he talks about her God. Sah? Is it true that God told you that you cannot eat from this fruit? Will you really die if this happens? And Eve, instead of walking away, instead of asking questions to understand, that she entertains the conversation. She goes right into it. She goes right into the conversation, and we know the end of this conversation. In chapter 3, verse 6, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. This is the fruit of the conversation, or this is the consequences of the conversation between Eve and the angel that she spoke to. She was influenced for every possible wrong reason. She didn't ask questions to understand. She didn't challenge the angel. On the contrary, she gave in and she ate from the fruit. And if that wasn't enough, she offered from this fruit to her husband. And we know that from that moment, bahdilu dunya. Let's compare this to another story where another young woman speaks to an angel. In Luke chapter 1, the evangelist talks about the Annunciation, where the archangel Gabriel appears to the Holy Virgin Mother, and he announces to her the good news of the incarnation and the salvation of the entire world. How does she answer? The fathers of the church look at her answer and they tell themselves, we cannot believe that this is a young woman. The wisdom that this woman has. طبعا يعني أنا أديكم مثل لو دلوقتي أنا ملاك ظهر أنا هعمل إيه؟ هتناقش معي؟ أنا بصراحة هدخل أستخب. And this young woman, who is believed to be 12 or 13 years old, is having a conversation with the angel and she's challenging him. And she tells him, what? How can this be, since I do not know a man? She is seeking to understand why this appearance. She is seeking to understand, why do I have this message? Look at the difference. Look at the difference. The fathers of the church will explain to us and tell us, every mistake that the first Eve committed is corrected by the Holy Theotokos. The first mistake that we noticed together, one spoke to an angel and influenced the fall of the entire humanity, and the second one had a conversation to understand how she would be part of the salvation of all of humanity. Okay. Obedience. Pay attention to now what happens after they have this conversation. We know that Eve ate from the fruit and she also gave it to her husband Adam. And after they ate, Scripture tells us what? And their eyes were opened and they knew that they were naked. And immediately, the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil caused them to know evil. They noticed that they were naked and they realized for the first time that there is something called shame. And because they were ashamed, they hid their face from God. And in chapter 3, we see the Lord God walking through the garden. And he calls out for Adam. أكنه يعني مش عارف هو مستخبي فين. And he calls out for Adam. And he tells Adam, what happened to Adam? And Adam says, I was naked, Lord, so I had to hide from you. And the Lord God tells him, how do you know you're naked? And he says what? The woman that you gave me? The woman that you gave me. So this is the first time that they experience shame. And now this is the first time that humanity experiences what? Blame. The woman that you gave me? هي اللي بهدلت الدنيا ماليش دعوة. So he turns to Eve and he tells her, Hey Eve, illa hasal. And in verse 13, the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Tabyaiv, didn't you hear me when I told your husband, if you eat from this fruit, in that day you will surely die? Didn't you hear me when I told him that this entire garden is yours? Weren't you there when I allowed him to name all the animals? When I gave you dominion over all creation, all of this is yours. One tree I have told you to stay away from so that you don't die. Al-Fikr, this is very important. The Lord God did not tell them, if you eat of the tree, I will kill you. What did He say? If you eat of the tree, you will die. There is a very, very big difference. This is not God telling them, I will give you a consequence. No. He says, if you disconnect yourself from me, I am the source of life, you will naturally die. Look at how the Holy Theotokos corrects this issue. Also in chapter 1 of Luke, in the conversation, she says, how can this happen? For I do not know a man. And the angel begins to explain to her, the Holy Spirit will come down on you, and the heavenly will overshadow you, and you will bear a son. And when she hears the commandment, her answer is, behold the handmaiden of the Lord, let it be to me according to your will, according to your word. I want you to compare the situations. One of them had a garden that she can play in all she wants. تعمل اللي هي عايزاه, عيش حياتك. You have an entire garden, you have a whole bunch of animals, you have a whole bunch of food. عيش حياتك. يعني do whatever you want, it's your garden. And the other one is told what? I know you're only betrothed, but you're going to be pregnant. And you're not going to know him. You know what that means for you, Mary? It means that when you go out into the street and people look at your belly and they realize that you're pregnant, they're going to think you committed adultery. Because they know very well that your husband is way too old. And they know very well that he's not the one who got you pregnant. Mary, do you know what they do to people who commit adultery at your age? They put her in the middle of the city, they pick up stones and they stone her to death, Mary. Which one had a harder commandment to follow? And yet the answer of Mary is what? Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Everything that Eve did that was wrong, Mary corrects. What's the outcome? What's the outcome of each of those situations? We know that the Lord God afterwards, what does He do? He tells Adam, because of your mistake, you're going to have to carry a burden. And He looks at Eve and He tells her, because of your mistake, you're going to have to carry a burden. And because of your mistakes, the ground is going to be cursed. And He looks at the serpent and He says, and you also are cursed. And He looks at Adam and Eve and He tells them, because of you, so many will have to suffer. And He tells them, I told you that if you eat, you will die. And now, death has entered into the world. What does this mean? I have to create a separation between me and you and your children. How is that death? Well, it's really simple. If tomorrow morning I go to the hospital and I need life support, I have to be plugged in to live. If I decide to unplug myself, what happens to me? I slowly begin to die. The Lord God told them, you have to stay plugged in. If you eat, you will begin to die. So because of this, He told them, Khalas, you unplugged yourself, I will create the barrier. And in chapter 3, verse 24, and so He drove out the man, and He placed a cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. What's the outcome in the situation of the Holy Virgin Mary? A little bit later, she goes to visit Elizabeth. And when she goes to visit Elizabeth, who knows nothing, she says, the baby has leaped in my womb. And who am I that the mother of my Lord should come and visit me? And then the Holy Virgin Mary says what they call is the Song of Mary. In chapter 1, verses 46, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, look at the outcome. Henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. Look at the difference in outcome. Because of one, all generations look at her and tell her what? Le bas kede. Le yahaw. And because of the other, everyone stands up and says what? Aksiyas, aksiyas, aksiyas. Worthy, worthy, worthy to the Holy Theotokos St. Mary. What did they give to the world? St. Paul says it beautifully. St. Paul says that if you compare both of these Eves, the first one and the later one, he says this in 1 Corinthians. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. One introduced death to her husband, and the other one introduced salvation to the world. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Because of one, all her children died. And because of the other, all her children will be raised from the dead. Saint Athanasius, who wrote the book on the Incarnation, who loves the Holy Theotokos very, very much, he says this when he's talking about Eve and the Holy Virgin Mother. He says, as for Eve, she is the mother of the dead. For in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Eve took fruit from the tree and made her husband eat of it along with her. And so they ate of that tree which God had told them, the day you eat of it, you shall die. Eve took fruit from it, ate some of it, and gave some to her husband that he might eat with her. He ate of it, and he died. In you instead, O Holy Virgin Theotokos, dwells the Son of God. He that is, who is the tree of life. Truly he has given us his body, and we have eaten of it. That is how life came to all. And all have come to life by the mercy of God, your beloved Son. That is why your spirit is full of joy in God, your Savior. Every mistake Eve has committed, the Holy Theotokos willingly corrected it. What's very interesting is that when you compare Eve, Eve had not known sin just yet. Eve was still innocent and a virgin in the eyes of God, perfect and pure as a child. And so was the Holy Virgin Mary Theotokos. You see, the fathers don't tell us that the Holy Virgin Mary is an example to women. They say she is an example to every created person. She is the perfect human being. Not because God made her into his mother, but because she was worthy of being his mother. What do the fathers of the church have to say? Saint Irenaeus says this. Just as the former, that is Eve, was seduced by the words of an angel, so that she turned away from God by disobeying his word, so the later, Mary, received the good news from an angel's announcement in such a way as to give birth to God by obeying his word. And as the former was seduced so that she disobeyed God, the later let herself be convinced to obey God. And so the Virgin Mary became the advocate of the Virgin Eve. And as the human race was subjected to death by a virgin, it was liberated by a virgin. A virgin's disobedience was thus counterbalanced by a virgin's obedience. Saint Justin Martyr, all of these saints are from the very early centuries of the church. He says, Christ became mine by the Virgin in order that the disobedience which proceeded from the serpent might receive its destruction in the same manner in which it derived its origin. For Eve, who was a virgin and undefiled, having conceived the word of the serpent, brought forth disobedience and death. But the Virgin Mary, she received faith and joy when the angel Gabriel announced the good tidings to her that the Spirit of the Lord would come upon her and the power of the Highest would overshadow her. Very simply, Saint Jerome says the following. Death came through Eve, but life has come from Mary. You see, when you and I look at the icon of the Holy Virgin Mary, we don't just look at her emotionally as our mother. احنا طبعا بكلامنا بنقول لها ايه؟ انت امي. This is an emotional attachment that I have, but she is so much more than that. She is the reason that today I have an opportunity to know Christ. If it was not for her, I would not have known Christ. If it was not for her obedience, if it was not for her perfection, we would still be living under the consequences of our first mother, Eve. You see, the Blessed Theotokos restored something absolutely essential in creation. When the Lord God created everything, what did He want it to be? Think about this for a second. The Lord God spent 6 days. طبعاً we know that the 6 days of creation are not 24 hours. The Lord God spent so much time preparing this earth, preparing this universe. Why? So that you and I could have it. Everything here was created for us. Everything. And in an instant, everything was lost. Everything was lost. Instead of having dominion over the earth now has dominion over us. Saint Athanasius says that when God looked at the situation, He said, I cannot leave it like this. I can't. I put so much of my love, I put so much of my being, I put my own image and likeness in the creation of this human being. How can I leave him like this? I have to come down and save them. But for me to come down and save them, one of them has to be willing. One of them has to be perfect. One of them has to be able to say, Hadr. And he found her. The Virgin Mary is not just a saint. The Virgin Mary is not just another icon. The Virgin Mary is everything in our church. I will end by reading you something that St. John Chrysostom says. And I want you to count how many names he calls her. St. John Chrysostom says this in his sermon on the Feast of Annunciation. Count with me how many names he gives her. And by the way, anybody who attends Tazbeha and prays the Theotokeia on Sunday, you know for yourself how many names the church gives the Holy Theotokos. In this sermon, St. John Chrysostom is imagining the conversation between God and Archangel Gabriel. And he's saying that God calls over Archangel Gabriel and he says, تعال بقى علشان إيه؟ Finally, هبعتك عشان لقيناها. Pay attention to what he says. And the archangel received all the commandments like these from the Lord. Come, O angel, become a servant of this awesome mystery. Serve this hidden wonder as an answer to fallen Adam, who will come under my compassion. Sin has made he that is fashioned in my image to grow old, and has soiled my creation, and has darkened where I have created beauty. The wolf has scattered my flock. The dwelling place of paradise has become a desert. The tree of life is guarded by the flaming sword, and the place of nourishment is closed. I have mercy on him who was attacked, and I wish to make war with him who fought against him. I wish for all the heavenly powers to know, but to you alone I impart this mystery. Go to the Virgin Mary, the spiritual gate of which the prophet has said glorious things have been said to you, O city of God. Go to the rational paradise. Go to the eastern city. Go to her who is worthy of the dwelling place of the word. Go to the second heaven on earth. Go to the light cloud. Tell her of my coming. Tell her of the thunderstorm. Go to her who is prepared a holy place. Go to the bridal chamber of my incarnation. Go to the pure bridal chamber of my nativity in the flesh. Speak to the ears of this rational ark to prepare the entrance of my hearing. But do not be fearsome. Do not trouble the soul of the Virgin. First cry out to her with a voice of joy and tell Miriam, Hail, O full of grace, that I might have mercy on Eve, who is full of shame. 11 names he gives her in about 6 sentences. The Holy Theotokos is so much more than just a saint that we happen to build a church in her name. She is everything to us. When we stand up and say, Akseyes, truly she is worthy. Truly she is worthy. She received the good news, and because of her, we have heard it. May her intercessions be with us, and glory be to our God now and forever, unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now may the love of God, the Father, the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, the gift and the communion.